The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." This morning here on A New Ministries, Christ-Centered Recovery, we'll tell you how to begin the process of recovery from any of life's hurts, hang-ups, or addictions. Remember, God has plans to give you hope and a future. Let's join in now to hear those whose purpose and mission is to inspire you to renew, rebuild, and restore your life through the road of Christ-Centered Recovery.
Welcome back to all our listeners here this morning on A New Ministries, Christ-Centered Recovery. I'm your host, John Broderick. Joining us here this morning is Associate Pastor Vinny Capetta of Crossroads Community Church, located in Framingham, Massachusetts. Vinny also serves as ministry leader of the Monday night Celebrate Recovery meetings at Crossroads as well. Also joining us here at our WEZE studios is Patricia Rhodes, who is the women's leader of the same Celebrate Recovery Ministry at Crossroads Community Church in Framingham. Welcome, Vinny and Patricia.
Hi, John. Great to be here.
Glad to be here.
Vinny, if you would, please explain to our listeners, what is Celebrate Recovery and how did you become involved with this wonderful Christian program?
Well, Celebrate Recovery is a Christian 12-step support group ministry, and it's for anyone who has a hurt, hang-up, or a habit. I like to tell people you don't have to have all three. If you have one of them, you're welcome to come, and you'll get something out of it. So really, it's for everyone. And the ministry helps people toward freedom in those areas. It uses as a basis the Beatitudes that come from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in the book of Matthew in the New Testament of the Bible. And you know what you hear there is, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed mm-hmm. are the peacemakers. And I never really understood what those things meant until I started working in the Celebrate Recovery ministry. Mm-hmm. My background is having served as a pastor the past 17 years. And as a pastor for the last 5 years, I became a licensed counselor. And so I was interested in this idea of hurts, hang-ups, and habits. I wanted to help people in the church who were struggling with this. I wanted to help people in the community who were struggling with this. But it kind of came into it backwards. We had an anxiety and depression group that we were running. Mm-hmm. And we were meeting about once a month or so. And I had a co-leader, and the co-leader was unbelievable. I really enjoyed working with him. And then he was called out of the area and moved down south. And so here I was with this group of people, and now I didn't know what to do with them because I was the only one there, and I wasn't sure where to go from where we had been. Mm-hmm. And what we decided to do was read a book called Life's Healing Choices for 8 weeks and to take them through this 8-week study. And basically, it's the 8 principles of Celebrate Recovery are in that book.
Great book.
And so that's how we got started with Celebrate Recovery. We did Life's Healing Choices. At the end of the 8 weeks, everybody said, "We want to keep going." Mm-hmm. And then I said, "Uh-oh, now what do I do?" So I grabbed the Celebrate Recovery, the first book. There's 4 books in the Celebrate Recovery material. Mm-hmm. I grabbed the first book, and we did the material together. I didn't tell them what it was. Uh-huh. I just read the questions, taught the lesson, and engaged people in conversation, and people loved it. They wanted to continue after the first book. So that's kind of how we got into it. I made a lot of mistakes in that first group.
Sure.
It wasn't easy, but I got some help from other Celebrate Recovery ministry leaders from Worcester and from Charlton. And then Patricia started helping with the women, mm-hmm. and we have grown from there. I thought I was supposed to help people and to be there to help people, and I found out as I was doing it the first few months that God wanted me there because mm-hmm. he wanted me to learn and wanted me to deal with my hurt, bitterness, dealing with losses, and also relying on him for the temptations that were coming my way.
Sure. And you know, it's funny you say that, Vinny, because even though as a ministry leader myself, we want to help and serve and help others, but Celebrate Recovery actually helps us. And that's one thing that I found out as I started to go through the process, just how many different areas I needed to work on and still do. So CR is not only for men, but for women as well. Patricia, as the women's leader of the Celebrate Recovery Ministry at Crossroads Community Church, what was it that led you to CR, and how did you get involved in the leadership role?
Well, when I'm asked that question, I always have to smile and say that God certainly has his own way of moving us in line with his great work that he's going to accomplish.
Amen.
After I started attending Crossroads, the church, and heard about the anxiety workshop, I thought, wow, how great that a church would have a group like that for people who have that issue. And then it changed, and it changed to Hurts, Hangups, and Habits. And I thought, well, maybe that's a place where I can get a little understanding about my overeating. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I thought in the beginning. And I visited the group, and there were so many women coming. And Vinny asked if I would facilitate the women's group. And it's 2 years later and two-step groups later, and I've come to know these amazing women who have just enough courage to want to understand themselves better, especially in the light of Christ's love. And it's really important that you just alluded to for group members to know that although I may be facilitating the process, I'm also a participant.
Amen.
I'm not removed from the process. I'm also in process. And I personally started to understand that I was wearing a mask that concealed a lot of anger and bitterness.
Sure.
And I thought that my job as a good Christian was to keep that mask in place, praise the Lord, and go about life. Sort of like what I call a Jesus blanket. It's so surprising to hear myself say that I've been facilitating the women's group for over 2 years because I'm not a group joiner. Mm-hmm. I see myself as a private person, and it's not my natural tendency to want to bare my soul and share that with other people. But as far as examining myself at that time, it just seemed really unnecessary to me, and I thought I was just fine. Mm-hmm. But then I've met some very brave men and women and who have invisible and visible hurts and hang-ups and habits. And I'm really honored to be facilitating the women's group.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the many different aspects I truly love about Celebrate Recovery is that you don't have to be a believer to attend a Celebrate Recovery meeting. You're welcome whether you're a believer, an atheist, Muslim, Hindu, or any other religion in the world. CR does not discriminate. Vinny, tell our listeners a little bit about the welcome that any man or woman would receive when they walk into a Celebrate Recovery meeting.
Well, I'd like to speak from my experience at our church in general, which is called Crossroads Community Church. I think our church is one of the warmest, most loving, giving group of people that I've met anywhere.
Thank God.
And so that is really also true of the Celebrate Recovery program because it's part of our church. What I see is that people go out of their way to give people rides to the meeting, for instance, or to give people a ride home. There was one night a couple of weeks ago, we were a small group of people, but there was four of us that were taking four other people home. You know, each one of us in our cars, we're taking people home. When someone has a need of any kind, we look for ways to help them. People give in the offering at Celebrate Recovery so that we can have refreshments, so that we can have resources on the back table, and so that we can do outreach in the community as well. So our group is a size where pretty much everyone can know everyone in the group. So there's really no commitment to people having to come to the meetings. But if you miss a meeting, what's going to happen is people are going to notice and they're going to pray for you. They might not come track you down, but you're going to be thought of and prayed for. And I've been to half a dozen other Celebrate Recovery ministries here in Massachusetts, and I found the same warm, inviting welcome in each of them. So I encourage people who are listening this morning to try it out. The first hour, we do some singing. We read the eight principles of Celebrate Recovery. We listen to a lesson, or we have someone share their story of recovery. Mm-hmm. And then the second hour, for those who'd like to stay, is a safe, open share group for those who decide they want to stay and talk about what they heard that particular evening at Celebrate Recovery.
That's wonderful. Now, I have to ask both of you this question. What makes the CR meeting at Crossroads Community Church in Framingham unique?
Our Celebrate Recovery is in Framingham, which is a hub for recovery ministries in the Metro West Boston. Mm-hmm. And I think what distinguishes Celebrate Recovery from other recovery programs is that it identifies the higher power. A lot of the other anonymous groups don't necessarily identify a higher power, that you just decide what it is for yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So here we name Jesus Christ as our higher power, and Jesus told us through the book of John in the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except you come through me. So if I want all the power available to me in my own recovery, I need to access it through the one who made me, the one who knows me better than anyone else, and the one who has the power, who had the power to raise himself from the dead.
Absolutely.
That's the guy I want to be with.
Absolutely.
So, Celebrate Recovery harnesses the power of Jesus by focusing me on doing what he did, which is to glorify the Father in my own recovery. So our CR leadership is in the building phase. That's another unique thing about where we are. We've been doing this for about 4 years. Mm-hmm. We're currently identifying 6 or 8 people that can ensure that this powerful program will continue even stronger in the next 4 years. So that's a unique thing. You know, I encourage people who may have recovery group experience, if they live in Metro West and they're looking for a way to serve, this could be a great fit for them. We want to cooperate with other churches in the area and have some partnerships so that this ministry can really be a huge blessing to Metro West Boston.
That's awesome. Now, Vinny, explain to our listeners about Celebrate Recovery being described as an umbrella ministry that covers all of life's hurts, hang-ups, and habits.
Okay, so if you take the word hurt, I think most of us know a little bit about hurt. We either have family hurt or we have work hurt. When somebody has hurt us in our work environment. Some of us may be in marriages where we're being hurt on a regular basis. And so those are the kinds of things that people would come to Celebrate Recovery for. On the hang-ups end, I'm thinking of things like anger, depression, mm-hmm. Anxiety. The answer for myself, I'd say bitterness. And then if we talk about habits, I think most of us immediately think of drugs and alcohol. But there are folks who are coming to our meetings who are dealing with overeating, mm-hmm. Sexual addiction of any kind, even something as simple as people-pleasing that we don't normally see as a sin or a problem.
Codependency.
Yeah. And then, you know, even some people use the church as a feel-good drug. They go to church and get involved in church activities. And they hope somehow some kind of magic formula that's going to help them feel better. We could even be addicted to people.
And, you know, it's ironic, too, because when you hear the word recovery, it can pertain to an operating room. But when you hear it in terms of, recovery meeting, people think drugs and alcohol. And that's rather unfortunate because Celebrate Recovery, only 33% deals with the addictions. The other 66%, just as you said, Vinny.
Absolutely.
And that's why it's a wonderful umbrella ministry. So when people hear the word recovery, sometimes they get afraid, you know, oh, there's only people who have alcohol addiction or drug addiction. But no, Celebrate Recovery is so much more than that. Patricia, what would you say to the woman or woman who are listening to us right now, who is broken and struggling with her circumstance and just doesn't know what to do or where to turn to for help?
I'd really like to say to the women that are listening that there is a safe place for a woman to start examining the hurts and hang-ups and habits that may have plagued her for years and years, and to ask the question, why do I do what I do? I see the patterns that I keep doing, and I don't understand why I do them. And God calls us to examine ourselves and also for him to examine our heart and mind, but we start first by being willing. So I think there's a beginning point of being willing. CR provides a safe and confidential environment where a woman can walk through the CR lessons, apply them to her own life, and then move towards healing. I'd like to say to any woman listening that they are not a conglomeration of bad behaviors. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's really hard to see the things in our life experiences that have created a filter through which we see the world, our family and friends, and the things that have happened to us. So I really encourage a woman to go to the Celebrate Recovery website and find a meeting in the local area. Because if you realize that who you are when you're alone is not who you want to be, and if you think that your anger and your resentment, depression, anxiety, or codependency is starting to show a little bit, then it's time to deal with it. And the Holy Spirit can really give you a path to healing.
Vinny, from a pastoral point of view, how important is it to have a Christ-centered ministry such as Celebrate Recovery implemented and available within Christian churches?
As a pastor, I can counsel people, and I do. But this ministry helps people realize that they're not alone in their struggles. So when someone's sitting with me, we try to work through their stuff. But when they get into this group that is Celebrate Recovery, they see other people that have the same struggles that they do. Mm-hmm. It also gives me a place to refer people when they come to me for their issues. I see people at church, in my job at church, but I see people from outside the church as well in a more of a counseling format. And either way, I encourage a lot of them to come to Celebrate Recovery. And the reason is when people attend Celebrate Recovery, they'll find someone that they relate to in the group. As a counselor, as a pastor, I'm sitting there with them, and I can relate to some of what they're dealing with. But often I can't relate like someone else can. So I want to try to connect in the people who can relate. You know, we've allowed our churches to be used by anonymous groups for years. The church has been a place where anonymous groups have either rented our facilities or used them for free. And I think that's great. But I think it's time that we stop relegating this ministry to secular groups and we join those secular groups in this work of recovery. The work of recovery is uniquely emotional and spiritual, and I think only the church can address those thoroughly. So we need to get involved.
You know, it's so important you bring that point up because the church that I'm part of, Christ Community Church in Dorchester, is known as a recovery church, but from a secular point of view. There's AA, there's four or five different meetings of AA, there's Al-Anon, and there are other groups in there. And it's so important. The Bible tells us that Jesus is a great redeemer, restorer, and the great healer. And for anything else to be put in front as an idol, your higher power can be a light bulb, it can be your girlfriend, it could be your couch, it could be whatever. And we know that the day we close our eyes, we're not going to meet the program in the sky. We're going to meet the great creator, the great redeemer, the restorer. And so if we are relying on anything else but that, and this is my opinion, I've been in both secular recovery and Christian recovery, so I know the difference. Put your hope in the rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. And Celebrate Recovery does such a wonderful job in its structure and its content, pointing people to the cross, a greater relationship with Christ. There is so much healing. I don't need to tell the both of you the stories when people come to this ministry and they are broken. And then a year or two after they come out, they do the step study. Their lives have been transformed.
And
they say, well, how did you do it? Well, it wasn't because of Celebrate Recovery. It was because Jesus Christ is in the center of it. And that relationship began to grow and grow into a wonderful recovery experience for a lot of people. Now, I wanted to ask, you both know about this. Heard there's a major motion picture coming out very soon about recovery and specifically Celebrate Recovery. Please tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's the story of a baseball all-star, and his name is Corey Brand, and he's been in the big leagues, and he's been at the top, but off the field, his life is really totally spiraling out of control. And he, unfortunately, has a DUI and a team suspension, and his agent decides that she's got to send him back to where he came from, back to his old town, and he goes back and he coaches the local baseball team and spends 8 weeks in a recovery program. And of course, this is Celebrate Recovery. He spends his time in Celebrate Recovery. You know, that's the story of it. It's the very powerful journey of transformation and redemption. And so it's really exciting. It's going to be in theaters starting on April 19th.
That's awesome. It's ironic, too, because so many people I know in my group, even the women, are into sports. And, you know, when your baseball's right around the corner, the timing couldn't be more perfect. And the beauty of this motion picture, and if you want to see clips of it, of what's to come, go on www.homerunthemovie.com, and you'll see the trailer. It's just a wonderful movie that will highlight recovery, the 12-step process, but specifically celebrate recovery and give people a good view of what goes on in a meeting. Now, there's one thing that is so important to go through when you get into a Celebrate Recovery meeting, and that is to try to get into what's called a step study. When you come to a typical Friday night meeting or Monday night meeting, and there are many different nights that Celebrate Recovery is held on, it's great to get into the praise and worship, the food and fellowship if you have it, and then the small group discussion. But if you really want to get into the healing, and Vinny, you counsel people, so you understand, you really need to get into what it is that's underneath all the pain. And the step study begins to address you down that path, and it is so important. Yeah. Vinny, tell us a little bit about the step study and how it works.
Sure, I'd love to. We're in the process of having done our second step group studies right now, so both Patricia and I. And so, yeah, the step study is very much what you were saying. Our Monday night meeting is really the milk. It's the basics. We get into the basics of what Celebrate Recovery has for us. And there's really not enough time to go beyond that in our two-hour format. So what we do is we ask people to make, for those who are coming on Mondays, if any of them would like to make a commitment for the next 10 months to a year to walk through the steps, the 12 steps, the 12 steps of the Anonymous Program and the 8 principles of Celebrate Recovery and walk through them. There's 4 participants' guides, and it takes roughly 10 months to a year. We walk through those together, and this is really the meat of the program, where you get into your issues. You're basically in an accountability relationship with the other guys, if it's a guys group, or women, if it's in a women's group. And it's a real safe place for you to work through these questions. And every week, like I say to the guys, I don't want to answer these questions this week, but
I hear you there.
We're here. We all decided we were going to do this. So here we go. Let's answer them. Uh-huh. What I love about it is, as the leader of the group or facilitator, I don't have to change anybody. I don't have to fix anybody. Basically, we each answer the questions, and it's excruciatingly painful for me not to say something to the guys when they're doing this. But I found that the process works. If I try to jump in there and try to say something insightful to somebody, it doesn't always hit the mark. But if I let the process work, it works.
Patricia, how has the STEP study impacted your life?
Oh, tremendously. I actually worked through a lot of anger and bitterness that I was holding actually against a family member, and I have actually been reconciled with that
Praise
family
God
member,
for that.
And that was specifically through the Lord working through the STEP group. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the great things about the STEP group is that we get relationships built between the women. And it becomes a support group for yourself, because Celebrate Recovery isn't just a Monday event or whatever the night you meet on. It's an all-week event in terms of remembering the principles and the guidelines. And they really help you to live a little bit different life and really be examining yourself and moving towards healing.
You know, I've gone through the STEP study, and we're going to be doing it again during the day, and I'm going to facilitate that. And I found for me, Patricia and Vinny, that it was really eye-opening. I broke down like a baby when I had to confess, if you will, to my accountability partner some of the darkest compartments of my life, which I had been holding on like Linus and Charlie Brown, that blanket. Well, that was me with my secrets. And once I was able to go through the process and understand that God loves me regardless of what I've done, and confess it to another, it just fell off of my shoulders, you know.
Yeah.
It was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And everyone can experience this if they get plugged into a Celebrate Recovery meeting. Mm. Now, Vinny, how can our listeners contact you for more information about Crossroads Community Church and your Celebrate Recovery meeting?
Most of the information that we have about our meetings is on a website called meetup.com or meetups.com. And if you type in Celebrate Recovery in the search box, we're the Metro West Boston Celebrate Recovery. You can also reach us on our phone at 508-877-7733, or you can go to crossroadsframingham.com, and there you'll find the directions to our meeting. We meet every Monday night at 6:30, and the meeting ends at 8:30, and that meeting takes place at 1341 Edgel Road in Framingham.
Well, thank you so much for that. Vinny and Patricia, personally, I want to thank you both for coming on to A New Ministries Christ Center Recovery and being a voice to Celebrate Recovery, because I know personally, and everyone in this room knows, it's such a wonderful, wonderful ministry. And I want to remind everyone listening, if you have a loved one, a friend, or a family member, or even someone you know who is struggling with any of life's hurts, hang-ups, or habits, get plugged in to a Celebrate Recovery group near you. You can do that by visiting www.celebraterecovery.com and then click on the tab that says Find a Group. And you'll be glad that you did. Our hearts here at A New Ministries is to see people's lives transformed, and that's what Celebrate Recovery does. Please join us again here next week on A New Ministries Christ-Centered Recovery, where we will continue to bring you wonderful Christian recovery ministries and topics as we do every week. Remember, We here at A New Ministries Christ-Centered Recovery are all about renewing, rebuilding, and restoring. I'm your host, John Broderick. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
We want to truly thank you for joining us here this morning. Please keep this wonderful Christian Recovery Outreach Ministry bathed in your prayers. A New Ministries Christ-Centered Recovery is a listener-supported ministry. Won't you please consider making a donation? As one individual has done and has made it possible for us to even bring this wonderful Christian Recovery Ministry to you. You can make your donation online at www.anewministries.org, or you can simply write us at A New Ministries, Christ-Centered Recovery, 51 Walnut Street, Dorchester, Massachusetts, 02122. That's A New Ministries, Christ-Centered Recovery, 51 Walnut Street, Dorchester, Mass., 02122. If you want to contact us directly, please feel free to do so. Call 617-825-1378. That's 617-825-1378. Join us again right here next week on A New Ministries Christ-Centered Recovery. And remember, with Christ in the center of your recovery, you can renew, rebuild, and restore.